Hey guys, this is Pratik Oswal, founder and CEO of Glide Invest, and we are here to make investing stress-free one financial goal at a time. Hey guys, so for today's topic, I'm going to be talking about how do you choose the best mutual funds for yourself. You know, so a lot of articles out there that talk about the best mutual funds, but they are extremely generic articles about which funds that everyone has a different risk profile. Everyone is a different type of investor. They have a different horizon. They have different risk. So there's a lot of customization that can happen. So let's talk about how an investor can go about looking for the right type of mutual fund for their portfolio. You know, so we do know that mutual funds are extremely important for long-term wealth, and it's extremely important that anyone is looking at mutual funds should look at it from a long-term perspective, minimum of 3 to 5 years. And it can go on for as long as 50, 60, 70 years as well. The first reason, and this is an important one, is investors should, in addition to returns, which we think is not as important, is look at cost. You know, cost does not really mean a lot over, say, 1 or 2 years. A 2% or a 3% fee may not look like a large amount, but if you look at it from a 10, 15, 20 year perspective, then those costs can make a meaningful difference into your portfolio returns. So investors should ideally look at costs, and cost doesn't have to be about expense ratio. It can also be entry loads, exit loads, brokerage fees, commissions. If you're buying an ETF, then you should look at the cost when it comes to the price of the ETF versus what the price should be. So it's very important to look at cost when you look at investing, because it does make a big difference over the long term. The second, and this is also a very important point, is duration. And this can make a difference to your portfolio in debt as well as equity. Duration makes a much larger difference in debt, because the longer duration the funds are, the more riskier they are. By risk, I mean that they don't have default risk. They may not have default risk, but they have interest rate risk. So for example, if interest rates rise tomorrow, then those funds can actually go down, and vice versa. So investors who are looking at, say, only looking at investing for 5, 10, 15 years should essentially looking at a long-term bond, whereas a lot of investors who are looking at goals or looking at parking the money for a short amount of time should look at liquid funds or short-term bonds. So duration is extremely important. Even when it comes to your investments, you know, if you have a longer duration, you can essentially take slightly higher risk. You know, if mid-cap funds, for example, do give out a slightly higher returns than large-cap funds, but they are also a lot riskier. So investors with a longer duration can also be looking at slightly riskier equity funds like mid-cap funds. The third factor is how well do you understand the mutual fund. You know, so mutual fund understanding is extremely important. And most mutual funds tend to be very different in the way they communicate to their customers, the way they, their processes, their investing experience, and also, you know, how long term are they in terms of their thinking. So I do feel that a lot of investors should only choose mutual funds they think or they feel comfortable with investing, because ultimately it is your hard-earned money, and you should give it to a mutual fund that you have most comfort with. The fourth is risk, you know, and risk is something which is somewhat neglected in the Indian mutual fund industry. You know, we do believe that a lot of investors tend to invest without looking at their risk profile. They purely just blindly look at returns and invest in the highest returning funds. We believe that the best form of investing in the long term is to do a risk profile. So you should ideally know if you're aggressive or you're conservative or you're moderate and invest accordingly. What's extremely important is to not change your risk profile. You know, what happens is in bull markets, people tend to be aggressive, and bear markets, people tend to be conservative. This is a recipe for misery and destroying wealth. So I do believe that, you know, if you have a risk profile, do not change it and invest in the same risk world for the rest of your life or as you get older. The fifth is diversification. You know, investors should not only look at equity funds. Investors should also be looking at debt funds, looking at gold funds, looking at international funds, look at real estate. So it's very important to have a diversified exposure across different asset classes, because that really reduces the volatility of your portfolio. So investors should be looking at the best, some of the options, not only in one category, but in multiple categories. So which mutual fund should you invest in? Well, check out Glide Invest. You know, we have a great section where you can choose from hundreds of mutual funds, and where we also have our recommendations. So thank you so much, and looking forward to the next one. You can listen to us out here or check out our website, www.glideinvest.com. You can follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter on @GlideInvest. If you want to reach out to me, then I'm at @PratikOswal88 on Twitter. Cheers and happy investing. See you guys next week.